overcoming my social anxiety is the only thing that gives meaning to my life. Start tapping into karate chop point and repeat after me out loud. Even though overcoming my social anxiety disorder is the only thing that gives meaning to my life, and I have so much invested in it, it's the only thing that keeps me going. I don't want this to change. I don't want to give up this struggle to overcome it. I'm addicted to the struggle. I don't know what else I would do in my life. So I don't want to give it up completely. And yet I'm open to exploring this in more detail. Even though I made my life to be about conquering my social anxiety, and I've given it all the meaning, I cannot see beyond it. I can't see myself socially confident without working on this challenge any longer. I choose to be curious about what that would look like. What that would be like. And I choose to love and accept myself no matter what. Even though my life is dedicated to overcoming social anxiety, and I've been focused on it for the longest time, I'm open to the possibility that there is more to life than this struggle. I'm willing to be courageous enough to look past it. To see myself socially confident. And to just be open to whatever new meaning I will find in my life. And I appreciate myself for my courage looking into this. Beginning of the eyebrows. Overcoming my social anxiety is the only thing that gives meaning to my life. Side eyes. I have so much invested in this. Under the eyes. It's all my life has been about, really. Under the eyes. All my thinking has been about how to overcome it. It dominates my thinking. Chin. I might have become addicted to this struggle. Collarbone. It might be the only thing that gives meaning to my life. Under the arms. What is there without that? Liver point. What meaning will I have in my life if I no longer have this struggle? Wrist point. I'm afraid to completely be free of it. Top of the head. I don't want to give up this endless struggle. Beginning of the eyebrows. I don't want to see myself socially confident, free of struggle. Side of the eyes. Yes, I do. On the eyes. No, I don't. On the nose. I want to change. Chin. And I also don't want to change. Collarbone. What will I do with my life then? Under the arms. What will give my life meaning then? Liver point. Maybe it'll come to me. Wrist point. Maybe there is something that will happen as I change completely. Top of the head. What if a new meaning and zest for life will come to me naturally as I release this challenge? Beginning of the eyebrows. What if overcoming my social anxiety is just a step that leads into new meaning in my life? Sadie asks, what if overcoming my social anxiety is just a stepping stone? A stepping stone into the bigger meaning that I don't see just yet. On the eyes, I would like to have more meaning in my life than trying to overcome this challenge. On the nose, but I'm not sure what that meaning is right now. Chin, that makes me feel a bit unsure. Collarbone, and that's okay. On the nose, I want to be open to the idea that it might come to me. Liver point, maybe at the right time. Exactly the right time. Wrist point, maybe overcoming this challenge isn't the real meaning in my life after all. Beginning of the eyebrows. Maybe there's a much more interesting and fun meaning that my life is about that I don't see just yet. Sadie eyes in, while I don't know what that is yet. And then he asks, and I'm not 100% convinced it will come to me automatically and naturally. And then he knows, I want to trust that that is possible. Chin, that I can't see that just yet. Collarbone, but that as I move beyond this challenge, under the arms, new meaning will come to me. Liver point, that is a lot more fun, safe, and exciting. Wrist point, I can't wait for that to happen. Top of the head, I'm asking my subconscious to let this meaning come to me at the right time, in a completely comfortable, natural, and safe manner. Now go to your collarbone. And I now choose to release my social anxiety. I choose to be socially confident. Deep breath.